Hi, and welcome back again to this new episode. It's called What It's Like to Be Someone with Depression Who Falls in Love. We all know when someone is in depression and have that wave of sadness and low self-esteem and always talking about negative things and how much they don't like themselves and their bodies and all of that things. How could they fall in love? Or how could they even think of love? Like, they don't love their own selves. They don't love their lives and the way of the thinking, all of that thing. How could they fall in love? Okay, so I'm going to talk about it. And from a lot of life experiences, I've known some people and movies and all that things that when person who suffers from depression falls in love. Okay, first I've like said that like most of them, or maybe all of them, have low self-esteem and they don't trust in themselves, they don't like the way they look or whatever. So what if someone who attracted their attention and they actually like it, their personality, and starting to like someone in this time, like when you get attached to someone, you make sure to do anything to do their attention. Like I just said, you don't like your own self. You started liking someone and you started getting attached to someone day after day. You started liking their personalities. Just searching for every detail of them. You start, as they say, like having crush on someone. So you got having crush on someone. You start knowing everything about them. You start seeing them every day. You start making excuses to make that. When someone with depression falls in love, they actually fall in love with a person. They fall in love even though they don't love themselves. And it's just like, those people who they fall in love with be the light of their depression. They make them feel so happy that they forgot all the hateness about themselves and everything. So that feeling, actually, when someone can be that light in your darkness, is just a great feeling. So people with depression, actually, it's just like these are huge feelings. They fall in love and they get actually so attached. And once they got heartbroken or rejection or any of that, like they fall in love and they get attached to people and they didn't know about them, or they just reject all these feelings, even though they are in that mode of the wave of sadness and depression, that light in their life have completely shut them. It was the only light in their depression and now it's broken. Like, of course, and everyone who got rejected and heartbroken will be so shattered. After their own life was actually darkness, and now the light in their life have just got broken. So of course they're gonna be like so depressed, and maybe like, it's just like so deep. Like, how can you trust someone if you don't trust your own self, and you have trusted and you have broken you, and they've broken your trust? This is like deep shit. Some people can get on with them, but people with depression actually can't, and it's maybe actually deep shit. So that's all I have about it. So here's an article on thoughtscatalog.com. Said that this is why people with depression are the best ones to fall in love with. I could tell you a few things deeper. We care more. We are more sensitive and understanding. Because the only thing worse than overcoming other is overcoming your own demons. But the honest truth is people with depression aren't the best ones fall in love with. We aren't easy to deal with. We are complicated and don't even understand ourselves sometimes. And there are days where we are completely filled with such negativity, it will drain you. The honest truth is there are a million happier, least stressful people you could fall for. Because the reality of falling in love with someone who has depression comes with entering a world and a topic you probably don't know much about. But in time you will learn first and how depression affects someone. There is nothing glamorous about the night we fall apart and our complete basket case, and there are going to be nothing you can do to fix it. And before your eyes, it's not the person you might have fallen in love with. Everything about us looks the same, but it's like a switch went off and you're trying to bring us back, but all you can do is watch in horror, like we have transformed into some kind of monster. There's nothing lovely about those days where our heart takes us to a really dark place and we become a version of ourselves. We don't recognize all these times we haven't eaten or showered or left in the house in days, and you want to help, but you feel helpless too. There's a sadness to watching the person you love in public, but put on such an act, and you watch because you know how good they are and to fooling everyone. There's a sadness to watching someone you love make others and yourself so happy, and you just want them to bring so much joy to themselves. These heartbreaks for holding to the person you love as they cry, they wonder why you love them, and they tell you to leave. They tell you you can't do it better than someone who cannot control his mental illness, that they blame themselves for. But you know it's not their fault. You know when they push you away is when they need you the most. To love someone with depression is understanding a simple trigger will bring them to a very dark place they don't wish to go but can't control. It just comes in unwanted wave, one after another, drowning in our own deep thoughts, and we don't know what, and don't want to reach for you to save us. We don't want to seem like a burden. We don't want you to feel obligated to be here out of guilt, because we feel guilty enough to putting you through this, and that's why people with depression are hardest to love. So that's all for today. Thanks for listening.